Proclamation number 1418, dated the May 14th, 1940. Divine intervention. Prediction. It is a futile battle which the people of the world are waging against each other, for it will not result in a satisfactory outcome. The Lord of heaven and of earth has decided that this shall be concluded in a different way to that which the world is hoping for. But this end will be indescribable. The battle noise will be drowned out by God's voice resounding from above. It will cause tremendous confusion amongst people, since no human command will be able to stop it, and people will be powerless and will have to submit to everything that is sent to them by the Lord. And then it will be left up to each individual person to recognize the hand of God and submit to it or revolt against his personal fate. For it is intended that people's thoughts shall be forcibly directed towards God, and blessed is he who finds this path and recognizes God as the originator of all happenings and commands himself to him and his mercy. Yet there will only be a few, for people are spiritually deluded. Their modern explanations have made them lose faith in a being which determines everything on earth, and their lofty attitude makes it difficult for them to find the way back to God, and this spiritual arrogance will be their downfall. Only someone who feels small and powerless and calls upon God for help will keep his life, even if he will physically lose it. Yet anyone who believes they do not need God's help will forfeit his mortal and spiritual life. And even if God allows him to keep his earthly life, it will only be an act of greatest mercy, so that he shall still gain realization on earth after all. For the Lord knows the hearts of people, he looks into the furthest corners, he recognizes every stirring and will not let anything perish that can still be saved. And anyone who calls upon the Lord for help within the midst of terror will feel a wonderful calm enter his heart. He will suddenly realize the worthlessness of earthly life if it is not accompanied by profound faith, and this realization will let him willingly surrender what previously appeared desirable to him. He will readily submit himself to the Lord and accept what he receives from his hand, life or death. However, he will only surrender his body in order to awaken to life and the beyond. And thus his departure from the world will not be his ruin but his resurrection into a better life. Divine will puts everyone in their place. He takes a person from the world when the time for his end has come, and he returns to the world those whose earthly life is not over yet. For nothing happens arbitrarily, but everything is determined by God's wisdom and love. Yet if a person cannot recognize God's hand even then, his soul will suffer serious hardship, for it will have no other means of salvation. It has infinitely extended its distance from God during its earthly existence and strives towards the state of banishment again. Hence its life on earth is utterly pointless, since it does not recognize God. And for the sake of such souls God will let his powerful voice be heard. But if this call also dies away unheard, the fate of these souls will only be eternal damnation. Amen.